Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
What are we chatting about this afternoon, Roseanne?
Yeah, you know what, this pains me to have this conversation. But you know, I talk always about on weekends, it's basically just us driving the kids around to their various activities. And it's a logistical plan that has to be put together. Who has to be where, when, and whatever. And sometimes those things change. Like this Saturday, I'm driving and I just was driving from CrossFit to go and fetch my son at cricket. And something had changed in terms of the times. I dropped him too early. That's what happened. So then I am now trying to phone my husband to say, listen, I dropped James too early for cricket, but he's going to just be with the coach and help with the younger kids. This is my attempt to call my husband. And as I'm sitting in the Saturday morning traffic, I realized something, that whenever I call Chris, he never answers the first time. Never. It's either his phone was on silent, he didn't hear it ring,
yeah,
or he was in an area where there was no reception, or he was busy with the kids and he couldn't answer. We've been together now for 15 years. We've been married for 10 of those 15 years. And it is the thing that, as much as I love this man to absolute bits and pieces, dit maak my woedend. Because he does call me back. He calls back. So it'll be like maybe 5-10 minutes, or he'll message to say, well, luister, die opvang se sleg, ek gaan wag. It's like, never in the time that we've been together has he ever answered his phone the first time. And it grates me so much.
Ring, ring. Hi, babe. No.
Never. Die man antwoord net, there's something about him and that phone and my number phoning that makes it that he cannot answer the eerste keer wat ek bel nie.
Well, we asked Chris what the thing is that Roz does.
Hey?
That annoys him.
No, guys, please.
Would you like to hear it?
I don't know if I do want to hear it. I thought this was my platform.
It is your platform. We've got your husband's voice note locked and ready.
I hate how you guys do this to me. I thought like we were friends.
Don't worry, there's one for my girlfriend as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you're not the only one who's going to get dragged this afternoon. But I resonated with this one because this person used to be me.
Hi, my name is Lucine and I'm from Centurion. The one thing that ticks me off about my husband is he can never close a door, a cupboard door, a drawer, anything like that. He opens it up, he leaves it open. Even when I had those self-closing, what do they call it? The self-closing doors where you just have to sort of chuck it closed.
Yeah.
And it closes by itself without pressing it. He could not close a door. That really ticks me.
Lesline, I need to apologize. As a former door lever opera myself, I would walk into a kitchen and make a cup of coffee and I'd walk out, there'd be 9 doors open.
What's changed?
I was actually doing a radio show once. And you know when you're in the studio and you're busy and you're rushing to make coffee and stuff, so many little things coming through from people that irritate them that their partner does.
Do you know what the best thing about these voice notes are that have been coming through is so many of the things that I do are things that irritate people who've sent voice notes in.
I love this for you.
I'm like, oh, maybe that's irritating. Maybe I'm the irritating one.
Am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
You. Do you want to hear the voice note, by the way, that Chris sent?
Please.
Are you sure?
Yes, just play it.
You can hear that please is like, I'm ready.
It's really done.
Really annoying is when like you're reading or you're watching the TV or you're driving or something like that, and then someone will sit next to you flicking through TikTok or Instagram Reels or something, and it's like someone sitting next to you constantly retuning an old radio, dialing through station after station. And if it's something that's fun, it goes round and round about 10 times. Oh, it's so annoying.
That's you, Roz.
That is me. I love how he's kind of made it very neutral when he goes, when you are watching TV or you're driving or you're reading and someone, so he never actually says that it's me.
I know what someone means.
I know. He's just trying to be diplomatic. Because I was playing Siala Ismos. Okay. Okay, bro. I see you.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yes, please.
I reached out. My girlfriend's at the airport right now, flying back from Durban.
Okay.
And she was like, you mean apart from badgering me for voice notes while I'm at the airport?
But wait, what is the thing that she does that sometimes ticks you off a bit?
Listen, it's a case of like, we're late.
Okay.
Sometimes we're late. And you know me, I'm not a person who likes being late.
Yes.
Maar partykeer is ons net bietjie laat en is 'n ding.
Okay.
But it's not really a major thing. What do I do? I don't know yet. I haven't listened to this.
Yeah.
I simply forwarded this to the producer.
The most annoying thing about Rob is that he never rises to a fight. Sometimes you just want some good old combat and he's just like, no, but I love you. So annoying.
Me, I'll go out of my way to avoid a fight.
Yes. You are a very non-confrontational person.
Yes.
Yes.
You and I, Rose and McKenzie, are very different in that regard.
Very, very,
Roz will tell you to your face. This is the thing you do at home that irritates me.
This is very insightful, especially because you think that the things that you do aren't going to rile someone up. And I mean, obviously, no, nie om 'n groot fight te veroorsaak nie.
No.
Maar net oor die jare, dan word dit net so bietjie meer irriterend, soos wat die jare en die maande aanstap.
Joe, what's your toxic traits?
Me? I don't know. See, I take those things and I turn them into gold, you see. So, like, things like not opening doors or things like that. I just, you know, look at it as like a fun trait or like, you know, if you...
No, it's a game.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun stuff. I mean, when you've got kids, you have to do stuff like that.
Babes, or like, please replace the toilet roll when you're done. Now Joe's walking around putting empty toilet rolls on the kitchen counter.
You see, you'll be like, I've got a basket there with toilet rolls and it looks like art now because just all the toilet rolls that just go in there and just like we chuck them all into the basket because no one reads magazines anymore. So that magazine basket is now for the toilet rolls. And then once they've like... gone to 15, then I'll get rid of them.
The prankster.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.